All right, if we can move on now to the progress reports, if we can. And I will just find mine, if I may. Sorry about that. As you know, we have progress reports from the four task force chairs. If I can just start with the Hong Kong Island Task Force. This is interesting, and it's something I think we're going to have to ask the Harbour Unit to pick up on. This is a case. It's where Sun and Kay are doing a major development, as you're probably aware, at North Point. They bought the former Housing Society site, and we were very concerned that in terms of the design of the facade facing the water, the waterfront, and we took it up with the team, the design team. They came back again. And one of the things we're going to have to watch is the design team came, but no client, no proponent. And to be honest, they were lost. And I think something we perhaps should insist on is that whenever we have a briefing, that the proponent or the client is there, because it's not fair putting the architect into bat and not being there to support him. And the architect wasn't. Many of the questions were about development as against design, and the architect was not able to to answer. As you see, the proponent's got to come back. We've succeeded, I think, in achieving some more life in terms of the facade, and we're looking at food and beverage, which flows out into the public areas adjacent to the waterfront. But we're still not there in terms of being satisfied with the final outcome. Then moving on to B, Wan Chai North. This is in fact, a very good example, if you like, of planning department and the commission working together. We've had three briefings now, I think, from the design team and planning department. As you see, concerns ongoing about particularly technical feasibility of some of the proposals. They're about to engage with the community by way of a second phase, and we're just slightly concerned that they might be floating some ideas which in the end couldn't be delivered, so we just urge a little caution. And then water sports, we felt that the bay or the area of water adjacent to the yacht club lends itself to a water sports centre-type facility, and we are urging the planning department and the consultants to make better use of that basin if they can. But again, this is a work in progress and ongoing. So big studies going on along the north shore of Hong Kong Island. Wan Chai you see here, and then the next one, C, is another very big study looking at Kennedy Town. Some major issues there around land contamination, which mean that a lot of the areas have got to be dug up and the contaminated soil removed or treated. So that's going to have to be done in phases. There are also three piers there, which lend themselves to, two lend themselves to community access and community use. And then there's a third, which is controlled by the private sector. And again, we see those as major waterfront assets in the longer term. There was a discussion about removing all the trees in Cadogan Park. Apparently, the Cadogan Park is also contaminated. And we just wonder why they have to remove all the trees. If the trees have been there for generations, they don't seem to be too affected by contamination. So we've asked for some further background on that. And then development of the new central harbour front, again, a very important piece of the jigsaw. Christine updated us last time on the proposals for the different parcels along the waterfront. And we discussed in some detail, and Vincent reminded us about the reassembly of the Queen's Pier, which is something that we think should be addressed in terms of a concrete programme. It's been promised to the community, and in a way there's no reason why it shouldn't be progressed. And then we have this issue of the Formula E race. You've probably heard we're going to have a Formula E race on the central waterfront in October next year. Just how we accommodate that without completely writing off all the landscaping and all the work that's been done to date. What we're looking at essentially is doing the work to enable the Formula E race to take place, and then having portable landscaping, if you like, which can be used to cover up the areas which are of road which are not used during the non-event time. So some serious thought going in there to how we accommodate what is a major event, yet at the same time continue with a landscaped and a gentle feel to the area. So those are the items on Hong Kong Island that we've discussed. Any points members want to raise? Peter, sure.
I think you mentioned in passing the tree protection, which is a little bit confusing to many of us. I really wondered if it might be an idea at the next meeting to invite Deborah Kerr, who is the head of the Tree Protection Office at the Development Bureau, really to explain some of that. I noticed there's a lot of public groups also been circulating their own thoughts around, so I would have thought that maybe we can...
Let's do that. It's a good suggestion. Thank you. Yeah. Trees generally, I think, are a subject for discussion anyway.
I just want to add, for that particular item, CEDD has actually circulated a paper for us talking specifically about the technical reasons why they need to proceed with the present proposal. Maybe I would propose recirculating the paper to members first and then see whether that could sufficiently address members' comments on this particular tree issue.
Okay, but I think it might be worth getting Deborah along just for a general discussion about...
If a general discussion on tree management in Hong Kong, that would be a separate item. But in particular to this park, maybe we can resort to that paper first, because that's very specifically answer
okay.
that question. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes, please.
Sorry, I mean, if we are talking about tree management, I think this would involve quite a number of task forces, and there would be sites that are related to that. Maybe we can consider discussing this in the commission meeting.
Yeah. No, I like that idea, yes. Yeah. And in fact, I was just talking to Christine earlier about food trucks as well. I mean, that's probably an issue that we could discuss at commission level as well. I mean, affects all areas of the waterfront. Yeah. Okay.